It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Spiegel and Holmes.
First of all, congratulations. You know, it's nice to have a couple new faces at the Score and not just kidding.
Afternoons on the Score.
Caleb, I have some terms and some phrases that the Bears fans have used to describe you and what you mean to the future of the franchise. This is my favorite one. You ready?
Messiah.
Messiah. I think when I hear that, I think of Dune, you know, even that movie. He couldn't have done it all by himself. So it goes to having a team and, you know, the guys behind you and believing in you and believing in the offense, believing in each other and having that bond to be able to go out there and win. So it's kind of funny.
Caleb, you're blowing my mind right now. Are you telling me, do you relate to Paul Atreides, the Lisan al-Gaib?
No. I just make the connection because, you know, that's all you hear in that movie.
Wonder if you're Caleb, if anyone could get inside and get an interview with him where he could talk about the pressure of that. Like in that interview, he's kind of jokingly discussing it, but that is a lot for anyone, especially here's a 22-year-old kid who has all of this pressure to resurrect a franchise, to change the narrative of the history. You heard Roger Bennett talking about it earlier on in the show.
Absolutely.
And if you missed the Roger Bennett interview, I highly recommend you go back to 2:30 today inside of the Odyssey app with the rewind function. Or you can wait until the show is podcast as well. He's always a treat, but I do worry about that for Caleb.
Yeah, and Roger Bennett was crazy good. But Caleb has that on his plate. But he sure seems like he's been preparing his entire life for this and simultaneously has a level of calm that is pretty remarkable. Now, we haven't gotten underneath that, and I agree with you that there's probably something intense going on underneath that that he has not really let out. Love Tanny bringing us back with Oasis. It's been a theme all week because lasagna is delicious. That's been pretty much the entire reason of that. Oh, and we did a categories on the English artists who sold the most records. By the way,
anybody fancy some lasagna?
By the way, the Bee Gees from the Isle of Man.
Oh, well, then that clears it up.
It does. They actually are indeed British.
And then they moved to Australia?
Yes, born and raised in the Isle of Man and then moved as a family to Australia. As we tie the room together.
But also, conversation for a different day, just yes. Real quick. Okay. Is lasagna that great? Different day.
Pat Mattingly's late Aunt Judy used to make it.
Pat will tell you that lasagna was not that good. He'll tell you.
I had it once. It was all right. Is lasagna...
Well, here's my feeling on lasagna, which is my feeling on a lot of Italian food.
Tell us, Garfield.
I need it the next day.
Oh, yeah. Congealed.
Yeah, yes. I don't want to eat it hot. I want to eat it warm the next day.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I want all the corners of the lasagna.
Sure.
I would like where the cheese and everything.
Noodle.
Oh,
yeah.
The cheese and the noodle and everything is all hanging out and it's stuck to the side.
Have you been to lasagna corners? A little corridor with the four different lasagna restaurants? It's wild.
You guys want a little lasagna next week with a bechamel and mushroom? I do a mushroom lasagna.
Hey, I know someone who should be paying.
Yeah, I should be paying. I will pay.
Tell the people what you did.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to get to this, Caleb, in a second. But, yeah, last night I had a feeling, and I told you right after the show, and I should have told people on the show because I had the idea.
You should have told me so I could have made the bet.
Yeah, I should have.
I would have gone with you on that bet.
I was just feeling it because...
It makes sense.
$10 on each team to have a special teams touchdown last night.
And he was going off at?
Plus 3,400 for Seattle and plus 3,200, I think, for San Francisco.
And then what happened?
LaVisca Chenault. My guy!
Cushingo! I made money on it.
So $10 turned into $340, I think it was.
That's awesome.
And so I offered to buy lunch today, but that was miscommunicated somehow in the thread, so I will buy lasagna fixins next week.
At Lasagna Corners.
Exactly.
So we ran across this SI interview when Caleb was still at Oklahoma. And it's funny, like, when you watch it, because it's longer-haired Caleb.
Fresh-faced, young, clean-shaven. Like, is it even before he played at Oklahoma?
It was. Yeah, technically not there, because he says, I'm going to be going there. He's wearing a shirt. Yeah,
he's wearing his Oklahoma shirt.
So this is high school graduate who's about to go and be behind Spencer Rattler at Oklahoma.
And take his job. Spencer Rattler, by the way, the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints this weekend. And I'm here to tell you, he's got some tools.
He's got some tools and some swag. We know he's got the swag and the arrogance.
That's true. So, you know how we talked about Spiegs, like the amalgam of who Caleb Williams is? Like, where is he drawing from? What's the inspiration?
Yeah, and we know that he loves Aaron Rodgers and that style of play. But then he got us going with the Matthew Stafford and with his idolatry of Matthew Stafford. So we kind of went down that path. We got even deeper here.
Yeah,
though.
Deeper stuff here. You're going to learn the players that really helped to form the quarterback. This is Caleb Williams talking with Sports Illustrated.
I'm Caleb Williams, and I just committed to Oklahoma on July 4th. Footwork in the pocket. Aaron Rodgers. My foot speed and scrambling ability, I would say, Deshaun Watson. I feel like he's probably one of the most, like, elusive quarterbacks in the league, other than Russell Wilson. Arm strength, Patrick Mahomes, easy. Arm strength is Patrick Mahomes, for sure. For accuracy, I'd probably say Drew Brees. Field vision, I'd use Russell Wilson. I've stood next to him when I was, like, 5 years ago. He's, like, 5'10". He still sees everything. He can be looking this way and still see it. His peripheral vision is awesome. Either Big Ben or Phillip Rivers for toughness. I'm pretty sure Phillip Rivers played on a torn knee. I don't exactly remember what it was, but he played on a torn knee. Big Ben, I mean, he has an absurd amount of injuries that he's played on. Big Ben, I would say, is like the Alex Ovechkin of football. Playing a bunch of injuries and things like that and just still being a solid quarterback.
What?
A DC kid.
You're right. Yeah.
DC kid. He's watching him snipe from the left dot.
Does Jay Zawoski know that a young Caleb Williams called Drew Brees or called Phillip Rivers the Alex Ovechkin of quarterbacks?
No, Big Ben.
Oh, okay.
Big Ben is the Alex Ovechkin of quarterbacks.
I've done this exercise in thinking about quarterbacks. I would take this from that guy and this from that guy and this from that guy years ago, but I remember doing that in like the era of Elway's arm and Dan Marino's arm and thinking about it that way. But
Peyton Manning's brain.
Yeah, right? And Drew Brees' accuracy.
I
like Caleb's picks.
I like them too. And the Russ thing is there. And when we were talking earlier, you brought it up, Speaks, the idea of the scramble. That's Russ bleep.
Yeah, it is.
Right there.
And
that's scrambling to open up windows to throw.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Russ faster than Caleb, I think.
Probably straight line faster. I mean, not now.
No.
I don't think that's the case anymore.
And also the timing of Russ's arrival as a rookie was when the zone read was kind of entering the NFL as a borrow from college, and that's why Russell Wilson looked like an all-pro.
Well, the thing about Russ now is you wonder if every minute he stays in the NFL, if he's hurting his candidacy for the Hall of Fame, because I think he had a really good argument, and over the last couple of seasons, that argument has gotten worse.
He's a healthy backup this week.
He's a healthy backup, but, you know,
Russell Wilson looked like an all-pro.
That's way before he did anything of consequence. He beat the Bears that day.
Hey, you're rooting for 4 more games for Justin Fields. That's it.
To get that draft pick up?
Mm-hmm.
So what does it go to?
You go from 6th to a 4th.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that 4th.
So you get him through this game, it's 3 more. And hopefully, I mean, there's an opportunity for him to get well this week, too. And he didn't play poorly.
last week. That game was just kind of a mess. The week before, he was doing all sorts of stuff that a lot of people thought he couldn't do. But yeah, the Russ thing, I was shocked that a trade to Miami didn't happen. Because if you were Miami and you needed someone to come in immediately, here you go, instead of what it is that they've kind of been doing since Tua got hurt.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about the amalgam that he put out there. I love that Big Ben and Phillip Rivers get it for toughness. The one that's interesting to think about, I mean, Mahomes for arm strength, great.
I also like that he didn't, like, run from that. He's like, no, I got that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know how much he was even comp to it, like, at the beginning. You know, and at that point, he's just like, he hadn't played a down of college football, just committed. So he's like, oh, definitely Patrick Mahomes for arm strength. How about Deshaun Watson for scrambling? And was that a pocket presence answer or a scrambling answer on Deshaun? Can I hear it again? I'd like to want to put it all together. And he's using only guys that he grew up watching, which is awesome and speaks to the generation, of course. Here's Caleb Williams before he ever played it down at Oklahoma with the amalgam of what he would like to be.
I'm Caleb Williams, and I just committed to Oklahoma on July 4th. Footwork in the pocket. Aaron Rodgers, my foot speed and scrambling ability, I would say Deshaun Watson. I feel like he's probably one of the most, like, elusive quarterbacks in the league, other than Russell Wilson. Arm strength, Patrick Mahomes, easy. Arm strength is Patrick Mahomes, for sure. For accuracy, I'd probably say Drew Brees. Field vision, I'd use Russell Wilson. I've stood next to him when I was, like, 5 years ago. He's, like, 5'10". He still sees everything. He can be looking this way and still see it. His peripheral vision is awesome. Either Big Ben or Phillip Rivers for toughness. I'm pretty sure Phillip Rivers played on a torn knee. I don't exactly remember what it was, but MCL. He played on a torn knee. Big Ben, I mean, he has an absurd amount of injuries that he's played on. Big Ben, I would say, is like the Alex. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch. Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Ovection of football. Playing a bunch of injuries and things like that and just still being a solid quarterback.
Oh, man, that's such a good find. That's adorable.
I found something else like right before we walked into the studio, and I forgot to tell Tanny and Shane. Caleb was mic'd up last week, and he was talking on the sidelines about throwing no-looks, that he threw a no-look in the game. He's like, oh, yeah, that guy was tracking me. He was watching me. So I threw a no-look.
Ha.
So, you got to love that.
That's a Mahomes.
Anytime that we talk football and the score, it's brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Shop now at buyfordnow.com.
The mention of Deshaun Watson really is jarring at this point because of how bad he's playing. And, of course, the scandal that happened and then the controversial fully guaranteed contract and all that.
And what it does to you, like the dead cap money.
Oh,
like,
man,
all of it.
But imagine Deshaun Watson on the Texans. I mean, Deshaun Watson on the Texans was otherworldly as a player and scrambling to create opportunities, able to run and did some running, but a lot of scrambling and moving around to create opportunities the way that Caleb dreams
is
of doing.
The 2019 playoffs with him and Mahomes in that crazy game?
Where Mahomes went ahead like 24-6 and Deshaun brought him all the way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that crazy first quarter.
Watch that game with Kostos and Ostrowski.
Love that.
Tanny, were you there too? I think we were at Scout in the South Loop.
Having a big, long grilled cheese.
Watching that crazy game. Oh, my God. I love that grilled cheese.
The grilled cheese was unbelievable.
Just a little tomato soup for you.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work.
Yeah, that's the game. Specifically to think about, oh, yeah, the Texans are done. No, they're not. You forget how good Deshaun was. Some people wanted to, like, trade their dog for him. They were willing to even do that.
Not good, dog fans.
Danny was so hoping we'd go there. Who's ready?
Why don't you guys leave Danny alone? He's having a rough day today. Jeez. Leave him alone.
He is having a rough day.
AJ twisting a knife into him?
I don't know. Why would AJ do that?
Because it's AJ, man.
He doesn't twist knives.
He's just...
He may not have even known that that's what he was doing.
He saw the pain on Danny's face and heard the pain in his voice.
That is something we'll hear.
And then AJ leaned in on it.
Did our guy Adam Amin know what he was doing, though?
Yeah.
No.
Definitely someone I want you to say hello to on that set.
Oh, God. AJ's
I bet Adam just forgot, which makes sense because Adam worked on broadcast with Flaherty.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Partner to partner.
Yes. Yeah. He just probably forgot.
He probably knows Craig Carton, too. Adam probably has played a lot of blackjack with Craig Carton. That's just my guess.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What? I'm just guessing. I think everybody's played a lot of blackjack with Craig Carton. Is that wrong?
Is this how he makes the enemies?
Who, me?
Yeah. Is that how it goes?
It's just my hands are up.
It's just by association. It's always been my partner's fault.
A couple instances, yeah.
Well, yeah, all different partners throughout the years. This is the problem. I'm used to having a partner who makes enemies. And Lawrence seems to be, you know, a guy who gets along with a lot of people. Like, he wants to be a peacemaker. And all that. I mean, Lawrence, I'm going to need you to make some enemies so I can blame you for stuff.
No, I got some, but I...
Can you make some new ones?
I'm trying not to.
Good for you, actually. All right,
if you wanted to make an enemy with someone, who would it be?
Good question, Shane.
If I wanted to make an enemy.
If you had like an arch nemesis, who would your arch nemesis? Well, because like, go to your comic book roots.
Yeah, somebody with a unibrow.
So look, I've said this.
Anthony Davis?
I've said this before, like in podcast. My arch nemesis is Sylvie.
Ooh.
And
here you are.
But here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. It's not because of anything that he's ever done. Every interaction that Sylvie and I have had with each other has been great. It's been great. But when I was coming up, and I specifically when I had the Bears job.
Oh, yeah, Bears beat Nemesis right
no,
there.
No, it wasn't even that. It was, remember where Mitch had come from.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mitch would tell me stories about how great a beat reporter Sylvie was.
No, Mitch would never do that.
And so you know, I kind of, there was a little level of resentment.
Tell me more, Mitch.
Playing the hits.
Really? But like I said, Sylvie has been super kind.
Sure.
And we were commiserating over our friend Jeff Dickerson when he passed away.
Yeah.
And I was saying to him, I was like, man, you know, it's weird that we haven't, like, really cross paths other than, like, big events. And he was like, we should probably do something about that. And I wish, I'm going to take him up on that.
You just revealed, though, who it is. Like, I thought we'd get to the end of the movie and be like, they call me Mr. Glass. And then we'd find out that you were the nemesis all along.
Well, there's no doubt that I am my worst enemy. But that's going to take a lot of reflection and all sorts of other stuff that I'm working through.
Now you have me intrigued. You are your own nemesis.
Yeah.
Your nemesis was inside all along.
The calls were coming from inside my body.
Hey, mine too, man. Mine too.
Yeah, me too, but then also a lot of other people.
Shane's nemesis is himself and also a lot of other people.
Well,
that makes sense.
Look, I am used to fighting by Shane's side, and I take my role as his consigliere very seriously.
Thank
on the
you.
Softball diamond. And so there are times where I have to go over there and go, do we really need to do this right now? Or could we maybe do something else?
It's been quiet lately. I will say that.
Right
it's
now.
Been quiet lately.
Yeah, well, that's why it's interesting. So Lawrence probably would have kept some of our past troubles on this show from happening the way that Danny did not.
It's
possible.
You know what I mean?
It's quite possible that I would make them worse. Part of the reason that I really like Shane, and I don't know if I've even told Shane this, but part of the reason that I really like Shane is that there's a lot of 27-year-old Lawrence going on there. There's a lot there. And so I understand some of it, and I can recognize it. And so I'm trying to, this is me going back, you know, from the future to the past and be like, you know, you don't have to do it this way. You know, you don't have to. There's another way that you can do it.
So you're saying if you had Twitter when you were my age, you'd probably be in a lot more trouble?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, honestly, ask our former colleagues. Like, I've had multiple people save my career because I've lost my bleep and went to go get somebody. Jonathan picked me up, like, because I was, you know, when I first started at the Score,
Jay Hood is a beautiful soul.
And,
man.
And when I, like, my Crohn's is inflamed, like, that's when I'm a monster.
Jay Hood used to wake me up when I fell asleep while working the board for Murph and Fred.
Hell yeah.
He used to come by and give me the nice, firm hand, rub the shoulder just a little bit harder than you think to wake my ass up
as I
fell asleep.
That's why Les and I were close, because I woke him up one night when he fell asleep on the air.
We fired a guy for falling asleep back here about 6 years ago.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Well,
he brought in the couch cushions and put them on the floor.
That's why they call it the golden days of radio. All these people around here, all these day one people. It was the golden days.
That's not falling asleep. That is intending to sleep.
I will not say names, but it was back when I was in my last role. He was training someone coming in. Remember when we had those black chairs out there?
Yes.
He took all the cushions off the black chairs, brought them in the control room, and fell asleep.
I fell asleep. Look. How did that happen? That's not
Speaks,
what that
we
is.
We had a producer here. Who used to play PlayStation while doing his shift.
Yeah. No, I was like, I was producing Sound Opinions, and I was DJing, and I was bartending and playing rock and roll gigs. I was doing a lot.
Yeah.
And producing Murph and Fred from 5:30 in the morning to 8 o'clock. Time now for Scores on the Fours.
Look, man.
Is what I'm saying.
Now you're here, baby.
I don't even know if you know this story. Gabe probably remembers it. I was going to fight the entire B96 team.
Like because the softball team or the team here on the air?
No, the softball
we'd
team.
We'd have them, no problem here.
The softball team because they tanked a game to keep us out of the playoffs.
Oh, I don't like that. I would have been right there with you.
And what?
Yeah.
I'm taking Eddie Volkman's head and pushing it right into the second base.
So like we had finished our game and we're walking this over at Horner Park and we're walking over and I see what's going on. And I just saw red.
Ooh.
And luckily Goff was there. And, you know, Goff's a bigger guy than I am. And he's like, what's wrong with you? I was like, oh, this is what it looks like when it goes badly. So I try very hard. Like I always say it like this, Shane. With me, there's a little monster that lives inside of my chest. That monster is being guarded with a boulder inside of a cave and with snipers in case I get out. So the goal is to never let the thing out. That's what I've been working on since I was your age. And I think I've done a decent job of it.
My goal is to one day bring that back out in you. That's my goal. Maybe a Christmas party.
Maybe that's when I'm my most creative. Who knows? But see, And Spees and I have been sharing during the break
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff.
Bonding.
So that you can get a better understanding. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's taken me a long time to get to this point where I don't lose my bleep.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm trying to help Shane not lose his bleep occasionally.
All right, sounds good. I'll make my own enemies then. I won't count on you to make the enemies that are necessary.
I don't want to make enemies because I know what I'm like when we make enemies.
Don't make me angry.
I don't want to make enemies
because
I know what I'll do.
I got to go chase Sunset. You've got Mark Grody coming up.
I think Hub's with him as well.
Yeah,
Hub's
going to be with him at 6 o'clock tonight. I saw Grody in the hallways. We're going to talk Bears.
Tony, next. I'm going to need to leave early today. For Rosh Hashanah.
It's Yom Kippur, but close enough.
It's fine. Works. Back after this on the Score.
Tony, I'm going to need to leave early today for Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.